Hello, welcome to the Snap UK. It's another short week for us. It's just me and Jim.
Oh, the reverse of last week. I'm going to take offence.
Yeah, no. What, I think you should.
Yeah, I will.
I'm here. I like you.
On the plus side, my farts aren't as bad as Gary's.
Yeah, oh God, fucking hell. Yeah, they like. I don't think it totally got picked up in the audio, but it was disgusting. Griff's working. Paul is busy at home, and Gammy's working.
I don't think he's actually working. No, he's just tired.
Tired.
From working.
Yeah.
And he's got to work tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. None of us do.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, so luckily. What you are hearing is an injured man and a guy who was on a flight back from Poland when the games were on Sunday. So everything I do is based on highlights.
And everything I do is based on me sitting very still.
Exactly. Yeah. Slowly numbing yourself.
Yes.
Anyway. So week 10. I mean, the last few weeks, you look at the beginning of the week, you go, actually... Like, there's not a lot. And then actually it turns out to be quite a fun week. This was the opposite. Like, there was some games for, well, that might be all right, that might be all right. And then, no, it's a pretty poor week, really, isn't it?
No great shocks, apart from probably the first game we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so the Bills, are they in crisis now?
I think so.
Yeah. We've just been saying they were a bit poor for a bit. And then they are stuttering on offense, and they do have bad injuries on the defense, but they lost to Denver.
Everyone has injuries.
I guess as well. Yeah, it's not as big as some other teams, like who are down to third stringers and whatever.
Texans have got like 20 people on injury as well, and they're doing amazing. The Bills are now 5-5.
Yeah.
There are two other teams in the AFC who are 5-5. The Colts and the Raiders.
It's mad. It is absolutely mad. The Broncos won a three-game winning streak.
Well, that's the other thing. You're almost scared to ask, really, because we have been down the Broncos. They had a slow start. Gary is obviously very much out on them, always has been. Russell Wilson's actually had a really good season.
Yeah.
He's not been the issue in Denver.
No.
I think they're now starting to get a few results, and they're 4-5 now.
Yeah, they are. I wrote off Pace at the start of the season because I was like, you had a year out or however long it was. You know, you don't get better at coaching, I think, by standing in a broadcast booth.
I'd agree.
And I sort of think he's the same Sean Payton, but what he is a really good game day manager who gets the most out of a pretty average-looking squad.
Yeah.
And he's been clearing out. If you look at the defence, it's full of no-ones and Surtain. And, and they're getting results out of this. And admittedly, they are also lucky. You know, they should have... they should have lost, really, but the Bills had an absolute bonehead play and brought on 12 players to defend a field goal. My favorite thing about we have our sweetest players of the week, we have our biggest balls. I love stupidity, and
there are a couple of those
take the knee. Rush on the goal kicker, and they obviously practice it. They did it before, they because you don't want to give Josh Allen 40 seconds, not even that, of time, and then you miss the kick, but helped out by the Bills playing 12 players on defense. You're like, I do wonder. Like, I don't think Ken Dorsey might not be the only person to be sacked.
He got sacked yesterday?
Tuesday,
the day after they played. He's been replaced by quarterback's coach, Joe Brady, as the offensive coordinator, in the interim at least. we always talk about the coaches who are on the hottest of seats towards the end of the show, but I'm going to bring it forward here. I've always fancied Sean McDermott to be on the hot seat. I've always been shouted down, oh, the Bills are good, the Bills are good. I see the Bills very much like Tampa were at the beginning of the century, where Tony Dungy had a good side and he kept getting close to the Super Bowl, close to the Super Bowl, getting into the playoffs consistently, but not able to get them over that hump. I kind of feel like that for Sean McDermott at the moment.
Yeah.
He's had a good few years there. He's rebuilt the team. He's done very well. But something's not working. And their window is going to close very soon if they don't make changes.
I think it's closed. They've been the best of the rest for 4 years, since after Allen's rookie season.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, being the best of the rest means you win nothing.
Yeah.
And that is what they've done. They've flattered to deceive in the playoffs. They got to a championship game.
Yeah, I think they got to one. They got to one. By the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They've lost other games. The thing about this game is we always say about the Bills, like, they've got no running game. It's all on Josh Allen. Their running game was actually really good the other night. They got 26 carries, 192 yards. That's 7.4 yards a carry and two touchdowns. From Josh Allen. And James Cook suddenly looked all right. He had a fumble, but he recovered it. It's just Josh Allen just went to pot.
It does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah. Every so often he has that. He has a really terrible game. This was his terrible game.
He has a boneheaded streak in it. And he did it against the Jets to start the season. I mean, I'm not going to slander, Allen here, because when he's good, he's the most fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he in a season where a lot of big name quarterbacks are
injured or
just not what they were.
Yeah,
I think he's still quite the most disappointing.
I always feel like because the running game hasn't been great for a long, long time. Monday night aside, since
McCoy.
Yeah, basically. I always feel like he tries to do too much for the whole team, and he's always got an interception in him.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he's got it in him to play safe. Now, some might look at it as great for entertainment. Amazing. But when you're in these close games, you want your quarterback not to turn the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, look at what Brock Purdy does in the 49ers. Not necessarily spectacular, but it's pretty rare he turns the ball over. He makes really good decisions. He hasn't got as big an arm as Josh Allen. He can't run like Josh Allen, but I tell you what, I don't feel that scared about when he's in trouble.
No, it's... he has all the tangibles, but he does as well. They have one standout player that on their offense that isn't Josh Allen, and he seems always upset. He's always seemingly falling out with McDermott. Stephon Diggs, I mean, he was a non-entity effectively this weekend, wasn't he?
See what his brother tweeted. No. Something about they weren't good until my bro got there. time to get out. And he's been hinting on Twitter about you've got to get out of there, brother, you've got to get out of there. Now, whether that's a drive to try and get him to come to Dallas for whatever reason, I don't know. But he's not been as good, but I don't think he's mentally been there all season. In the off season, there were issues.
Yeah. It seemed they said it was fixed by they gave him a captain role, didn't they?
Yeah.
Which seemed like bullshit to me.
And when you consider how good a player he is, because he is a good player, the Vikings were still pretty quick to get rid of him.
Yeah. Yes. I think I've seen him interviewed, and I think there is an ego there, but I don't mind an ego. The best players that we've ever seen have an ego. To be the best, you do have to believe you are the best. And maybe just McDermott isn't good enough or able, the type of coach to deal with that sort of thing. Maybe Ken Dorsey wasn't the right person to deal with that. Because before, when it was Dayball, they, you know, I think Diggs was basically the vying with Jefferson for basically the best wide receiver in the leagues for a couple of years.
100%, yeah. And he was well up there. And maybe that is the problem in terms of they haven't got that leadership on the offensive side of the ball to A, coach Diggs in a way that he wants to be coached or manage him in a way that he likes to be managed, but also get him the ball enough because it hasn't been that productive this season.
No.
And I'll even say last season he wasn't that productive.
It was a down season and this one's even further. Yeah. But it's... let's see if this changes anything. Generally, I think when offensive coordinator has changed mid-season, very little changes.
Yeah. No, I think they will get in the playoffs. We'll talk about it later, won't we? Who we're going to kill off in terms of playoff contention. They're obviously in contention. I think they will come good, but they're far from being a Super Bowl favourite for me.
Oh, God, yeah, no. I think a few people did have them in the Super Bowl at the start of the season. We might go through that next week. People are in. Guys turn up next week. I don't have them anywhere near. Is it Arizona? Yeah, Arizona, I think, isn't it?
Who knows?
I don't know where it is. Whether it is, they won't be near the Super Bowl. Should we move on to a team that were rubbish for 3 weeks?
Las Vegas, by the way. Not the team that
rubbish. Is it Las Vegas?
The Super Bowl's in Las Vegas.
God, there's going to be so many arrests that weekend.
It's terrible. Sorry, team that were rubbish for 3 weeks.
Talking of Las Vegas arrests, did you see Zay Jones got arrested again? Admittedly, not for fighting naked with his brother, covered in blood, but anyway, the Niners. Trent Williams is back.
Debo's back.
Debo's back. Brock Purdy, football brain, is back. And
Chase Young's
there. Didn't really do much, admittedly, Chase Young, but everyone else on the defensive line was brilliant.
I just liked it. I mean, I think I said this game was on during Red Zone, and traditionally I'd watch Red Zone in the early games, and I might switch over to a game on the late games. I was toing and froing about whether to watch the 49ers game. I wanted to watch the defense.
Yeah.
You guys always had the piss out of me because I like defense.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
But it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
And there was one sack, and you had Bosa on one side and Chase Young on the other. And bear in mind, they both come from that Ohio stable. And it was like they were like a mirror image of each other. Both on the outside, turned the inside, and then met at Trevor Lawrence. And you kind of felt sorry for Trevor. Well, no, I didn't really feel sorry for Trevor Lawrence. But
actually, I do.
Yeah.
But only personally, because I picked him for MVP this year. And that is not happening.
Yeah. I saw someone comment on the Chase Young trade as, you know, last year the 49ers traded for Christian McCaffrey and it kind of ignited the offense. This year they've traded for Chase Young. This could ignite that defense again, because, you know, if you've got that pass rush that is getting to the quarterback, or at least getting pressure on the quarterback, there's not as much pressure on the cornerbacks. Our cornerbacks aren't great.
No.
Okay, Javarius Ward had a decent game and a great pass deflection, but they're not amazing. But you just now it's just like so many weapons on that defensive line.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite scary. And with Williams back on the off, they just dominated both lines, didn't they?
Absolutely.
So, you know, two turnovers that Lawrence gave, or maybe more.
Two interceptions, yeah. Ugh. I mean, there was a fumble as well.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy, I mean, he had a great game. His quarterback rating was near perfect. But when you've got, again, when it comes down to coaching, when you've got that scheme and you've got the players who can execute it, he doesn't have to throw it that far. He just throws it 5 yards to Christian McCaffrey or Deebo Samuel, and they do the rest. His one good throw was the first touchdown throw to Brandon Ayuk into a crowded player, and somehow managed to find him. Great.
Yeah, no, they are fun to watch. He doesn't have the arm of Lawrence, of
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. even some of the rookies this year. But he's so cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I think as like Williams being back is massive.
Huge.
It gives he didn't look under any pressure.
Nice.
And look, unlike Lawrence.
Yeah.
Which was fun because of course Lawrence is a first pick.
Brock Purdy's the last pick.
Purdy comes out the, you know, what the fuck does the draft mean anyway? I mean, admittedly, you can't just, it's a team sport, whatever, all that. I know. But
the Jags were a team, they won 5 on the bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were a decent team coming into this game. They're still, I mean, they've both now got the same record as 6-3. And you'd still favour the Jags to probably win their AFC South at the moment.
I do, but if you look at their last few games, like the Steelers, the Saints, the Colts, good. They beat the Bills in London. They beat the Falcons in London. They just travel to London very well.
well, they're used to it.
Yeah. Like, you know, before that, you know, they lost to the Texans. So, like, I think I'm not quite sure on the Jags. I think they might be at like a little bit flat track bullies.
I would say that I think when they lost to the Texans, I think yeah, that at the time we were very much like that's a bad loss.
Yeah.
Now I'm like,
jeez, yeah, fine.
It's not a terrible loss. Actually.
Yeah, I mean they lost by 20 points.
Yeah,
to the Texans,
yeah,
all
right, fair.
But yeah, like, they have the Titans, the Texans. But then it's the Bengals, Browns, Ravens before the end of the season. So they do have some tough games coming up. I don't think the division's totally finished up yet because it's remarkably competitive.
Yeah, the Texans are making it interesting.
Well, not even just the Texans, is it, as well? Like, the Colts are also there.
Yep.
So, yeah. I'd like to believe in the Jags. Despite the fact that I hate the Jags, but you know Lawrence is fun. Etienne is a good running back. I'd like to see Calvin Ridley. He seems to be an enigma this season. Sometimes you watch him and he's everything, and he's
yeah.
And then he was
kind of
you watch three quarters of the game and he's not
just
targeted.
Just disappeared. Yeah, I mean Christian Kirk was their leading receiver. He had 11 targets, 6 receptions. Compare that to Calvin Ridley. He only had 3 targets.
Yeah,
I'll say this to Christian Kirk. He's not the same receiver that he was at Arizona.
No, he's.
They paid a lot of money for him. We took the piss.
Yeah,
we still have overpaid for him, but he's better than what we expected him to be.
God, yeah. You know they had to pay a shit team tax.
Yes,
but they are getting value. And coming out of Arizona as well. Segue.
Nice.
Josh Dobbs.
Yes.
He's magic, isn't he?
Isn't he great?
Yeah. I love him.
Doesn't he put some quarterbacks to shame, though?
Oh, God, yeah. Like, he's the story of this year, quite frankly, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, the Cardinals were feisty under him.
Yeah.
And they had no actual, like, star quality to do so. So, like, well done to him, the offensive coordinator as well. Like, and he's gone to the Vikings when they're sort of in mourning over Kirk. Like, oh, no, our season's over. He's 2-0. They've won 5 on the bounce. He's got a good defense there as well. Like, they are well coached.
He's fun to watch.
Fun to watch, yeah. His touchdown was
brilliant.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable what he did last week, where he's literally... doesn't know the names of the players on his team.
Learning the cadence.
Yeah.
On the before they take their first snap.
Yeah. Literally on the sideline, like, hi.
Josh.
Yeah. Did you see his press conference as well?
No, I didn't see that.
He walked in and he's like, hi, I'm Josh Dobbs. Josh. I'm the quarterback.
Oh, I did see that, yeah. Yeah. So humble. It's brilliant. I don't think he's a franchise quarterback you build your team around. But he has built a career now as every time, a quarterback goes down holding their leg, it's going to be, where's Josh?
But you say that. He has done in his last... Okay, he didn't do brilliant at Tennessee, but I didn't think that Tennessee...
He did fine. He just
was fine.
He did better than what was... Who else was there,
But he goes to Cardinals on a Cardinals team which is devoid of talent. and he does really well. He's making them competitive. Yeah. He might not win many games. Now he's gone to a team which has got, you know, good chunk of talent. Yeah. Winning games.
He gets Jefferson back this weekend as well, potentially. I think you have another week to bring him back. But yeah, like, I did see someone say, you do realize the Vikings are 1-4 with Justin Jefferson, and I was like, yeah, that's not on Justin Jefferson. No. It was on the defense at the time. They took time to settle to Flores' new scheme.
Yeah.
If you have a hot hand and you give him the best receiver in football, I think that it's
good. Yeah, they've got a decent offensive line. Yeah, they'll get Justin Jefferson back, but even without him, Jordan Addison, the rookie wide receiver, has been really good this year. They got TJ Hockenson as well, who's probably one of the top five tight ends in the game. The running game is not brilliant, but you probably get something out of it.
Yeah.
I think if you're the Vikings, you come to the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think you consider, all right, Kirk Cousins is our man, but it's going to cost a lot more to keep Kirk Cousins than it is to keep Josh Dobbs. They've got to pay Justin Jefferson. They could probably get Josh Dobbs on the cheap.
Oh, God, yeah. Maybe
draft a quarterback that you can develop behind him.
Exactly. No, it's it gives them options. And in an NFC devoid of quality, like having six wins is, I mean, they're kind of almost there for the playoffs.
Not far off.
So, yeah, they are. But what position are they in? I'm just not saying. Just
second, aren't they? They'll be behind the Detroit Lions. The Lions are 7-2 and the Vikings are 6-4.
So they're in the seventh seed.
Yeah.
Ahead of. They're well ahead of the eighth seed. It's the Bucks next.
Bloody hell.
So, yeah, they have two games ahead. It's mad.
It is mad.
But brilliant. Brilliant, and long may it continue.
On the other side, Derek Carr goes down injured, and we get Jameis Winston back.
Yay!
Throws two touchdowns and two interceptions, because that's Jameis Winston.
Of course, and it was fun for a bit watching Jameis ball out, and it was fun watching him throw the ball into the opposition.
Is he just like the modern day Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the year that they were both on the Bucks is quite frankly the best year that football's ever had. And quite, we missed it. And we weren't paying attention. But I mean, that whole NFC South is just garbage. And like, the Saints are lucky that they're in it, because that's the only reason they're at five wins. They are so bad to watch.
Like, Tampa looks all right.
Tampa looks fun.
Yeah. And I think Griff said it yesterday, last week, where Baker Mayfield is doing a decent job. And I completely agree. He really is. Atlanta just seems to trip over themselves, and Carolina just frankly shite.
Yeah. But
it's going to be one of those years where the Saints will probably get into the playoffs, but they'll get into the playoffs 8-7.
Yeah.
Just the case of being a division winner in a crap division.
They may get in with a losing record, because quite frankly, the whole
9-8, sorry.
Well,
8-9.
Yeah. 8-7-2.
Yeah.
Because that's how shit they are. Should we go to the game of the weekend?
Yes.
Browns improbable win against the Ravens. Ravens shoot out like a bullet, quite frankly.
17-3 up after the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then they did nothing.
Yeah.
We've won this. And nothing happened.
No. No. But yeah, the Browns didn't take the lead until the last kick of the game, did they?
That's right.
Yeah.
Literally the last kick of the game. And they also, I mean, they scored a touchdown late on. And they needed the point after to level the match. And they did the very typical Browns thing of missing it.
Yes.
And it's just that's just so Brown. And at that point, the Ravens still then had a 1-point lead and then still couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of the Ravens this year.
No. Because some halves, and it is half by half, sometimes they look like these guys are going to win the Super Bowl. And then other halves, you're like, how are you where you are?
Yeah,
you're appalling.
They're 7-3 in a tough tough division, which is excellent.
Yeah,
but I'm just not convinced by them.
No, not at all. And I know Gary has mentioned before that, you know, he thought they were boring, and that has been the case for a bit of the season. And then suddenly they turn it on against like the Lions, and they look good for periods against them. Like, and is it the curse of the NFC North? Like, you just can't be good this year. You just got to sort of win by sucking the joy out of the other team. I don't know. It's
just the other thing. Lamar Jackson for me has just not been prime Lamar. He's very inconsistent. I still don't think he's got a great passing game.
No.
They've now got receivers around him. Zay Flowers has been decent. Mark Andrews is Mark Andrews. They've got Odell Beckham. I don't know, it's not, you know,
prime
Odell Beckham, but he's still a good receiver. They've got other tight ends. Isaiah Likely is one of my favourites for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But their running game hasn't been good.
No.
And they keep... I know they've had problems there in terms of injuries, but they're toing and froing between Gus Edwards and Justin Hill. Of course, this was the week that I put Gus Edwards in as a fancy
Same.
Lineup, and he did pretty much fuck all.
He scored a touchdown.
He did, yeah.
Keaton Mitchell.
Keaton Mitchell comes out of nowhere, and he's like, who the hell are you? But
apparently he's going to have more snaps this weekend.
Good, because he had 3 carries for 34 yards, which is amazing. Yeah. But when you consider his longest run was 39 yards.
Yeah.
So he then had 2 carries, which... lost 5 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the guy that's going to be leading the rush?
No, quite frankly, is he?
I worry about them.
Both teams, I worry. I think that, especially now, Watson's out. Because
yes,
he was sort of the typically Browns Watson this weekend, where he like kicked off the game with an interception. Was fine. You know, you sort of... I don't want the old Texans, you know, top 5 quarterback Watson because, you know, I hate the guy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for those Browns fans that have stayed, he's gone down injured again. He's out for the season.
Out for the year.
Which means Dorian Thompson-Robinson. DTR is going to play this weekend.
PJ Walker, I thought it looked all right.
Yeah.
A couple of games. I mean, God, I bet they wish they had Josh Dobbs.
I was going to say earlier, I bet they must regret losing him for nothing.
The Ravens got I don't know what to make of that. Actually, no, that is a tough rest of the schedule. They got the Bengals, which is a tough game. They're away to the Chargers. Tricky. The Rams, you never know what you're getting. Then they've got the Jags, the 49ers, Dolphins, and they finish with the Steelers.
That is tough.
They're at the Jags and at the 49ers as well.
Yeah.
Those last 4 games are tough. And that, like we said, that's going to be a competitive division. It already is. Ravens lead at 7-3. Then you've got Pittsburgh and Cleveland both on 6-3. And Cincinnati are a game behind on 5-4. And Cincinnati aren't really a 5-4 team. They've had a terrible start to the year, but they've come back fighting.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely mad watching this division unfold. But the thing with the Ravens, if they beat most of those teams, you go, well, that's what the Ravens can do. That's, you know, it's a hardball team, you know.
But also,
if they went 14 points up again and lost the game, you go, that's what the Ravens do.
I'd would I guarantee it? I'd probably put a lot of money on it. If they did get into the playoffs, losing in their first playoff game.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. They'd. I would almost guarantee that.
Yeah.
It just seems what they...
Yeah.
The makeup of that team. As I say, I think all 4 teams in the on-offer are currently in the playoffs.
Brilliant.
So,
they said it would never happen.
Well, I'm trying to remember who I did pick, because I'm sure I did pick. I might have picked all but the Ravens this year.
I think I would have kept the Ravens in just for.
Oh, no, the Texans overtook the Bengals. So, Bengals are in the eighth seed, so they're not far behind. Let's
go from the best game of the season
to the worst.
To the worst game of the week.
Luckily, I was on a plane I was in an airport at this time, and I missed it. And
you are right. Lucky you.
I can see the text coming in because I've never been to the airport before. I was like, I wonder if they've got a sports bar. Like sometimes,
Occasionally,
even just a bar. Like, there, you know, I can say, look, have you got some sports? Thank fuck they didn't. Because,
well, I have the opposite luck. I screwed my back up, so I was lying on the couch. Oh, I was well, at least there's an NFL game on this afternoon I can watch. Oh, unable to move with the remote controller out of reach. Yep. I couldn't even turn it over.
Oh, no.
So I was stuck with this game, and it was crap. Do you know what? Last 2 weeks, the games in Frankfurt have looked, from an atmosphere and kind of all the palaver around the game, they've looked great. And I'm kind of tempted, if they go back to Frankfurt next year, like that would be a good weekend to go to. But they've been let down by the games.
This was the 50th international game.
It was the worst. Uh-huh. I think it's actually the worst international game.
Yeah. It was worse than the first one, which...
pretty bad, but at least they scored some points.
They scored some points, and there was a reason for that. The rain was abysmal and whatever.
And the pitch was terrible.
There was no excuses for this.
This was one touchdown.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor got... passing was woeful. Defense was woeful. The quarterbacks were... bang average at best. The funniest part of it was the fake snap.
The fake spike,
which then he threw an interception.
Real interception, yes.
I mean, it could only happen to the Patriots this year. I think, we were chatting, this might be the last time we speak about the Patriots this year because...
yeah, we're going to kill... we're killing teams off this weekend.
Yeah, it just...
yeah, unless they... do something stupid or something notable, i.e. fire somebody. I don't want to talk about them anymore.
Well, there were rumours. I know you mentioned on the podcast last week, there were rumours that if he didn't do well, Bill would get the sack. And he wouldn't be the first coach to get sacked on the plane home from an international game. It's happened a couple of times.
Robert Kraft wants the Patriots to be Germany's team.
Well, Germany don't want Robert Kraft, the Patriots, to be their team based on that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, thank you.
We'll pick someone else.
We'll stick with the Chiefs, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Vollmer was on...
that's right,
was on commentary. Like, he's keen for them to be Germany's team. Like, he wanted this game. And the German fans must be thinking,
just go back to get the Chiefs.
Yeah, can we just get... I prefer the Packers than this shit.
More entertaining.
So, it's a shame as well, because, as you say, the atmosphere, always brilliant. Even if the entertainment they've not been given doesn't deserve it.
No.
But the last thing we're going to mention about the Patriots this season... they've waived Jack Jones to concentrate on his
genes line.
Doing very well. The popular kids who hang around shops and stuff, who look like they can beat me up, all wear them. It's fine.
He's been bang on. Has he been picked up by the Raiders?
He's been picked up by the Raiders already. Because
the problem is, when you do search for Jack Jones on Google,
all you get is the genes. He's
doing all right.
He's had up and down. Yeah, I think. He's obviously he's fallen out with Bill. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And he's come out and said that he didn't miss a team meeting, which meant he got dropped. He missed the first period of the game and then came in for near the end, in the second half, I think. Not only that, J.C. Jackson didn't fly. So What is going on with that quarterback room? I have no idea.
What's going on with the whole team?
Yeah.
Just needs a big reboot.
The season is nearly over for a few teams, guys.
The season's over for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're fighting two for now with the Panthers, that number one spot.
Not just the Panthers.
Well, true. Yeah.
We'll come to that. And sticking in the AFC East, because we started there, we'll finish there. Aaron Rodgers has been on a podcast.
Aaron Rodgers, stop going on podcast.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
He reckons he'll be back after Thanksgiving, which is lucky. If that is the case, the Jets, Zach Wilson, I saw reports saying that it was his best game of the season this weekend. They haven't scored in 36 drives.
How can someone who threw 23 from 39, no touchdowns, one interception, and you're saying...
That was his best game.
That was his best game. And some of his throws were terrible.
Terrible. Yeah.
He ran four carries for 54 yards. That's great.
Yep. But then everyone else on the rushing attack, like this Breece Hall, who started this season, you're like, oh, yeah, no, he's back. Of course, you know what they're going to do. If they can, they're going to give it to Breece Hall. Or Zach Wilson's going to give it to you.
I'm not being funny, you know, if you're the Jets, you've just been beaten by Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah. And
and a rookie interim head coach.
That's it. I saw some Raiders fans get excited, going, oh, on a two-game winning streak. Like, you know, it seems we've the fog after McDaniels has left. And you're like, you've played the Giants and the Jets, mate. Like, yeah. Like the only team worse...
is the Panthers.
Do you know what? I reckon the Panthers would beat the Giants and the Jets.
I think they'd beat the Giants.
Yeah. It would finish 6-3 against the Jets.
Jesus, it's depressing.
It is depressing. So shall we go and mention some news and look ahead to the games and all that shizzle? So, Justin Fields is back. He's going to be back. They play the Panthers. They beat the Panthers on Thursday. Mm-hmm.
That was a big game for them because not only did they win the game, which is great,
yeah.
They also condemned the Panthers to the number one spot even more,
yeah,
which they own.
Exactly. So, absolutely,
that was
brilliant.
Literally a win-win.
As well, for the Bears as well, Khalil Herbert's back this weekend as well, which adds the rushing game because he is their best rusher. So that will help.
I think this is also, like, they've got a few games left now. This is the last chance to link for Justin Fields.
It is.
And which I feel bad for him because I actually think he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's just in the wrong situation.
Terrible situation.
Yeah.
I hope he does well. They have been better since Justin Fields went. I don't know.
I don't think they have. I think it's just they've been different, isn't it? And you've been used to how bad they are, but I just think that, yeah, it's just a different sort of bad.
Different sort of bad.
I mean, I think Bajent won two of his four games, but the games he lost, he was dog dirt.
I mean, it's right up there. You got Tyson Bajent, and we've just been talking about Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah.
And he's like,
who the fuck cares?
It's always... I mean, as a 49ers fan, I'm sitting here going, that could have been us. Thank God Purdy's decent.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, as well, at least for Brock Purdy, he's got, like, Shanahan.
Yeah.
For Bajan, for O'Connell, they've got Antonio Pierce and...
Matt Eberflus.
I try not to remember his name because I know he's going to be fired.
I never understood why they hired Matt Eberflus when you've got a young...
Yeah,
good quarterback. An offensive head coach would have been the way to go.
Exactly, but you know
they're three games, 3-7.
3-7. That's better than I predicted the Bears would be. So
Panthers are 1-8, which actually kind of nicely brings us on to the next topic.
Yeah. Prime time games. They're appalling.
They're terrible.
They're so bad.
This is the Thursday night game, the Panthers v. the Bears. How did that... even at the beginning of the season?
Yeah. Well, I guess you've got the number one pick and...
Justin Fields.
You know, it's a team game, but there are certain players that sell a thing. Yeah. And you might figure that at the start of the season, well, that could be fun.
All right,
I mean, you'd have to be fucking insane.
But then on the other side, you've got the Jets and the Raiders on Sunday night.
Yeah. The Raiders, well, you understand why the Jets, because
everyone thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be there. Back.
Like the week before, Titans Steelers.
Yeah.
Who wants to watch that?
Thursday night games have been absolutely terrible. To the extent that I've just stopped watching the highlights on Friday morning because I'm like, it's just, I've got a better way of spending my 10 minutes.
Well, I used to enjoy like staying up on a Monday night just to like completely fuck with the rest of my week.
yeah, it does screw your week up.
Yeah, and I just can't do it anymore. Maybe I'm too old. That does help. But also, just what I'm being shown is always poor. I'm just looking at the last one. Vikings 49ers was interesting.
Yeah, that one.
That's week 7. It's there, so that's 3 weeks back. Broncos Chiefs was actually a really bad game.
Yeah.
Cowboys Chargers. You can see why that was picked.
But still not
great. It was a poor game. Like, is it a hard position? But Amazon must be thinking, what the fuck are we playing?
I think it's going to take an upswing this week.
Yes.
And we'll come on to the games, but it's Bengals against Ravens, which I think is going to be, should be a decent pick, game.
Should be.
And then you've got the Thanksgiving games.
Yes.
So you've got 3 games the following week. Lions, Packers.
Oh, yes.
I like that.
Divisional.
Cowboys, Commanders.
Yep.
Commanders. Commanders were good against the Eagles. Yeah. They could give the Cowboys. And then you've got Seahawks 49ers.
Yeah.
Another divisional game.
Yeah, that's some good, you know.
That's
well,
a good slate of games.
It's a good slate of games.
Because we're going to be watching them.
And for England as well, Britain, Europe, it's a good time. I think it starts at 4:30, doesn't it?
5:30.
5:30.
Yeah.
And
I took Friday off.
But the Bears get another primetime game as well. They're playing the Vikings.
Yeah, so the Monday night football out is Bears-Vikings.
You've just run out of teams.
They could have had the Texans-Jaguars. Do you know what else actually was announced today? I think it's week 13.
Yes.
Week 13 is...
is it Eagles-Niners?
Eagles-Niners is on the slate. And they can flex games.
In that week, yeah.
They've chosen not to. Because they're going to show the Chiefs Packers.
What? I mean,
Chiefs, I get it.
Chiefs, I get.
Who's betting on the Packers of that game?
All they want is Taylor Swift on the fucking TV, isn't it?
Right, isn't it?
It's depressing. And it's going to be the
49ers. I mean, it's great for us.
Yeah, great.
Actually, it's great for us because we get to watch it. It'll be a 9:30 game. Awesome. I can watch that game. But if you're the scheduler,
yeah.
And if you're one of the TV channels, then you're like,
yeah,
I want 49ers Eagles.
Yeah, but there's a social media guy with a gun in their back going, no, we need, there's a chance of Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift might be there.
We need social engagement.
It's increasing the female population watching the game. Even my wife knows who the Chiefs are and Travis Kelce is now.
Exactly, yeah. I've got people from work texting me going, oh, wow. She's really crossed over into the American football fan base, isn't he? Like, well, no, fuck off. I don't want to talk about her.
Should we stop talking about her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's kill her off like the Patriots as well.
Oh, excellent. I like it.
Yeah. So, the primetime games, we'll keep looking out for it because they are dog dirt.
It's just been a run of crap.
It's been appalling.
And I think, to be fair, I think it's been hampered by the fact that there have been some significant injuries this year. The Jets have got a lot of primetime games because they thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to be there.
Yeah.
We've had loads of quarterback injuries, more than I can ever remember.
Yeah.
At least it feels like that. And other injuries, you look at the Browns, they've lost their quarterback and their main running back now.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed.
No. I mean... Oh, I'm disappointed we've lost Chubb. Chubb is fun.
Chubb's brilliant. Yeah, the Giants are now down to some actor from The Sopranos. And did they sign Matt Barkley as well?
We signed Matt Barkley, yeah.
Thank God, because, you know, Tommy DeVito was bad.
He's appalling. I mean, the thing is, I don't think it matters who we have, because our offensive line is also... So the guy...
This is true. So you'll start Matt Barkley, but by halftime, Tommy DeVito will be back in there.
Well, Tommy DeVito's playing centre, so because everyone else is injured. The guy we got off Pugh, who came in off the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He got injured this week. So Andrew Thomas came back, which is good. He then got injured, which
is
bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, he got injured as well, didn't he?
Yeah, so that's our only decent...
Kyler Murray was back this week.
Kyler Murray was back, yes. So he looked...
Kyler Murray.
He's never going to be everyone's favourite. Some people think he's overrated.
He's still one, man.
I think whatever he is, he's just fun to watch.
Because he's so tiny.
Yeah, he's massive. I don't know, his helmet seems big. I don't know if he wears a bigger helmet or if it's just because he's so smaller.
He's just like when you see on Instagram or TikTok and you see like the little kids playing football. Yeah. And they look tiny, but they're massive, great big helmets.
Yeah.
He just looks like that.
It's brilliant. Yeah, he had a 14-yard scramble this week where he ran 69 yards, 30 backwards, 40 forwards.
Excellent.
That's what I want to see. I love watching that. I know Griff hates him, and I don't like him.
I don't particularly like him. I don't think he's a good quarterback. I think the Cardinals would be better off without him.
Without him. But he's just... Wherever he is. Like, actually, I'd pay to watch him. Because you're gonna see some physical feats from a guy who looks like he shouldn't be there, and then you're gonna watch him do something stupid when it matters, because that's what he does. And
I think it's week 14, and he's up against Nick Bosa and Chase Young.
Oh, lovely!
I look forward to that.
Yeah, you know, good for the Cardinals for actually like. Gannon hasn't been the absolute disaster I thought he might be.
I thought he's been actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
Considered.
Yeah. But I don't know if it was a good performance or if it was just the Falcons being the Falcons. Cause
just seem to trip. They trip over themselves, don't they?
Yeah. He's desperate to play Ridder all the time.
Heineke got injured, didn't he?
He did.
Which is why Ridder came back in.
Yeah. But you know Ridder will be playing next week.
Yeah.
And, they wasted a B.J. Robinson game where they remembered he was there, fed him the ball, and then still lost because Heineke threw 1.5 yards completed throw. So, and even I know, and I'm a fucking idiot, that's not good.
It's not very good.
No. And Ridder wasn't any better when he came in. So, anyway... Let's talk about the playoffs.
All right.
So we've taken the executive decision to kill some teams here. We're not going to mention them anymore because we're bored of them. We're sick of bad football.
You say this now. We're doing this without the rest of the podcast. So yeah. Next week, we're probably going to be mentioning all these teams.
I don't give a shit. No, right. If they mention it, I'll tell them no. And
it's done.
I'll slap them. I won't slap them because Gary's bigger than me. Paul's stronger than me. Griff's meaner than me.
Still run faster than Gary.
I'll just turn the mic off.
Yeah.
I can run faster than Gary, I think. Yeah. I did race Paul the other week and he beat me, which was upsetting. I am carrying a bit more timber than Paul, admittedly. So, shall we start in the AFC?
Yep.
Who's your first team you're going to kill?
The Patriots.
Yeah. I can't disagree. Have you seen what the Week 12 game is?
No.
It's Patriots-Giants.
Oh.
That could be...
Set in prime time.
God, I didn't look. Oh, no. No! Packers. Da, da, da. It's a 6 o'clock game. Oh, thank fuck for that. It's in East Rutherford, so Giants get home advantage. They also have the disadvantage of being the Giants this season, who just... mean, our best position team is injured reserve. So, yeah, we're killing off the Patriots. But unless they fire Bill, I don't want to talk about them.
Yeah, they're 2-8. There's no chance of getting the playoffs.
He doesn't obviously doesn't trust Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Mac Jones looks like the dickhead from last year again, where he's in the press talking about questioning decisions.
Yep.
Dead. Done. Killed. Can I add the Tennessee Titans?
Yes, you can. My only caveat is on that. I'm quite intrigued by Will Levis.
Yep.
But I think he had a really good first week and he's gone the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. I wonder if the first week he was just not constrained by play calling. Yeah. You know, it was just let's just ball.
Go and do something.
Go on. And now he's, of course, playing a Titans ball game, which is so dull. They've wasted the best years of Derrick Henry.
Yep.
They're paying DeAndre Hopkins a lot of money to not be throwing the ball at. So, dead.
Now, it becomes quite difficult to kill off another AFC team.
It does.
Because you've got, even in the AFC East, the Jets are still competitive. They're only a game behind the Bills, which is unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know how, but admittedly, they played bad teams. They played the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, it's... But I still think we'd kill them off.
The problem is, if Aaron Rodgers does come back...
Yes, that is true.
And I think it's a big if, I think, still. Yeah. I don't think it's out of the realms of possibility.
Really, should we load the chamber and then kill them off next week?
Okay. I don't think you can kill off anyone in the North.
Well, if they beat the Bills, yeah, this week. And Salah...
If the Jets beat the Bills, that'd be it.
Salah always has a game plan for the Bills. Defensively, like if they can score enough points.
Because, yeah, the Jets' defense is still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to leave them in there.
We've got to leave them in, yeah. So we're just... in the division... Oh,
North, you can't kill anyone off.
No.
But you could make an argument now for the Browns. Obviously, they've got no Deshaun Watson. You're relying on DTR being decent. But no Chubb.
No Chubb, but they've still got Kareem Hunt. DTR, it's not like he's replacing a standout quarterback. Like, in terms of contract, he's replacing a franchise quarterback. But he's not replacing Justin Herbert.
Or I think they'll go to PJ Walker.
Even Russell Wilson. Like,
Deshaun Watson hasn't been great.
The defence has kept them in games.
Yeah, and will continue to.
I don't think we can kill them off.
No. All right.
But you've
got the West, which befuddles me.
Yeah.
Because the Raiders are second.
Yeah, but I think they're dog dirt.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is my word of the week. I'm trying not to swear so much. but, yeah.
This is the division which last year, I remember writing out kind of pre-season predictions, thinking this is a division where you could see all four teams go into the playoffs because we didn't know how bad Russell Wilson and the bald bollock of a coach was going to be.
Exactly.
The Chargers got all the talent and just no idea how to use it.
Yeah.
The Raiders, just got Devontae Adams. Josh McDaniels was new. We were giving him benefit of the doubt, and Derek Carr was still there. I don't think we can rule the Raiders out, but they're the most likely.
I think we have to maybe watch a couple of weeks. Like, if they lose to the Chiefs this week,
which they will.
You've got to hope so. Sorry, Raiders fans.
I think even Raiders fans would concede that they're going to likely lose to the Chiefs.
You would, but the Chiefs haven't been great.
Just coming off a bye week. Andy Reid off a bye week.
True. The weekend after it. Oh, no, it's. I'm looking at the wrong week. It's the Dolphins this week. So they're going to get.
Right. Yeah, they're going to get fucked.
They're going to get fucked. Yeah. Enjoy that, guys. And then it's the Chiefs. So,
oh,
yes.
Great. Yeah.
Due to their schedule, then it's the Vikings.
They'll lose that as
Chargers,
well.
Chiefs again, Colts, Broncos. I don't think they would. I don't think they'll win enough of those games. I'm going to kill them off.
I'm not sure they're winning any of those games.
No. As well, yeah.
Colts is probably their best chance. And Chargers, because Chargers have a habit of charging it up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to...
All right, let's kill off the Raiders.
Kill off the Raiders. We've killed off three there.
Okay, I'm happy about it. NFC, then.
NFC. Can I start at the NFC?
I wonder where you're going to start.
The Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. Fair.
Just that they've got one win. They look like a team that's... It's all about getting ready for next year now, isn't
it? Yeah, and what scares me is that they gave a lot of draft capital up to get Bryce Young, and how they're going to build around him with not very much.
No. I don't think they do. It's going to cost a lot of money.
Okay, I'm killing off the Giants.
Yeah, fine.
For all the reasons mentioned previously.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm sick of talking about them.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I'm going to kill off the Cardinals.
Yep.
Like, they're feisty. They're not losing by... Well, they are losing by some games by huge amounts. You know, they are 87 deficit points.
Right, I'm between two now.
Who? So
my two are either the Rat... Hang on, have we said the Bears yet?
We haven't said the Bears.
All right, I'm kidding off the Bears.
Cool.
I was going to say between the Rams and the Packers. But
we next one was going to be the Rams.
Right.
So... I think it's easier in the NFC to kill off teams.
It really is, because I think the Rams have done better than what I thought they would.
Yeah.
But they're injury prone.
Yeah.
And they're losing close games. And I don't think they'll get over that. I mean, they're also in for a... Yeah, whether Stafford will be back next year, I don't know. He's another injury prone one. It could be a long rebuild for them.
I think there's a lot of pain in hand.
Yeah, and then we've got the Packers.
Yep.
Jordan Love isn't the thing, is he?
He isn't great. I don't think he's bad. I just don't think he's that good.
No.
Like, compared to some of the other quarterback play we've seen in this league, Love is...
just about below average.
He's below average. He's had 10 interceptions. Five of them he was throwing to Watson, which is because if I could have, I'd have taken Watson in fantasy this year, because last year, when he was fit and playing, he helped me win the league. He was fantastic, and he had a great relationship with Love. It's just not happening this year. It's like they went away for the winter and just forgot who each other were. I'm going to kill... I'm happy to kill off the
Packers.
So we've got Cardinals, Rams, Panthers, Bears, Packers, Giants even. Do we go as far, whilst we're here, as the Commanders?
See, that's the one I was thinking about.
Yeah. Because...
I don't think you can kill off the Falcons because of the division they're in.
Because of the division. But they're not getting anywhere near the Cowboys, are they, quite frankly? And the Vikings don't look like falling off a cliff. The Seahawks and the Niners, I mean, the Niners, I think, will win the division.
Seahawks will probably be in the playoffs
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, yeah. I think they're quite up and down.
How many playoff teams are there these days? Eight?
Seven. Seven.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, I think, actually... Eagles, Cowboys, Lions, Vikings, Saints, 49ers, Seahawks.
Yeah. So,
and I don't think you'll get very good odds for that.
No.
Because when you look at it, that discludes then the Commanders, which, yeah, they're giving away two of the best defenders that they have. They're going to go into a rebuild, and that's
fine. They're getting
ready
for next year.
Sam Howell, I think, has been really entertaining and better than I expected, but still not good enough. And the Bucks and the Falcons would be the other two. But I don't want to kill those two off because I think that division's crap.
Yeah.
And it would not surprise me if any one of the Saints, the Bucks, the Falcons somehow managed to get themselves into playoffs.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I think for the Commanders as well, they play the Cowboys this week, which is just going to be a shellacking, isn't it? It's the week after Thanksgiving.
Divisional game, and the Commanders had a good account of themselves against
the
Eagles.
Playing the Giants this week.
So they'll win that.
That might keep them in. But yeah, I don't think they'll do enough.
No.
But yeah. And
that's just crazy, really. You almost predicting the playoffs over week 11.
Yeah.
For the NFC.
The thing is, there's so many bad teams. I mean, you know. Actually, yeah, I quite like Howell. You can tell Howell is going to be the sort of player Griff loves.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like...
Ryan Fitzpatrick sling it and don't give a fuck where it goes.
Yeah, he throws some lovely balls.
Yeah.
He throws some awful balls.
Yes.
He drinks a lager drink. he drinks a whiskey drink. He throws the balls that remind me of the good times. He throws the balls that remind me of the worst time.
All right, like, you can stop now.
I know. I had to finish the one. It was stuck in my head all day. But he is the pass leader.
Yeah. But then there was that season of James Winston was the pass leader as well.
Yeah. Admittedly.
He's a lot like James Winston in the way he throws the ball.
Exactly. Yeah. Mad, absolutely mad season. It just shows, there are too many probably good players playing below their level and injured. So, weekend ahead, week 11. What games are you looking forward to? I can tell you it is not Vikings Broncos.
No.
But, you know, enjoy that.
Even Bears Lions.
No. But do you know what? Pittsburgh Cleveland is always, because they fucking hate each other. They
do
hate each other.
I mean, this is the game.
It'll be a bad game.
This is the Miles Garrett ripping off helmets and beating people up game. There are a lot of one-sided games this week because, Bears are going to get trounced by the Lions.
So
Miami are going to absolutely dominate Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're going to get popped by Cal Commanders.
Dallas is going to absolutely dominate Carolina.
Yeah. Jacksonville should pump Tennessee.
See, that's one that is like, don't know.
Yeah. I think the intrigue for me is it's in Buffalo there because they've been awful for a few weeks. It's a bit of change. Can we see them come back? I mean...
Yeah, it's that Jets-Bills game, which intrigues me more than anything.
I don't think it's going to be good.
No.
But out of this chaos, something beautiful may emerge. But let's not kid. Monday night
is where it's at.
Philadelphia, Kansas City.
After moaning about primetime games.
Yeah, they think it's an absolute beaut.
Yeah, they've done well there. That's the game where I think everyone is going to be keeping an eye on.
I think a lot of people's potential Super Bowl warm-up.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's also, that within that game, there are so many fantasy players.
Yes.
I would say pretty much... 90% of the fantasy football league fixtures are going to ride on that Monday night game.
Yeah, that is going to be it. It's not me. I didn't get enough Eagles players in my team. That's why this year I suck.
I have got them. I still suck.
I do have AJ Brown in one league, that's the one league I'm doing well in.
It's not a good slate of games, though.
No, it isn't a great slate of games. But we've had worse and turned out to be a lot of fun. So we might have some upsets.
I'm sure they will.
It's sort of that time of the year where, shit happens. Football's brilliant, So, we've already done our hottest seat.
Yeah.
Because it's McDermott. Sweetest play. Because
the Olave catch.
It was very good.
I always think the sweetest plays are the ones that I watch and then we comment on them on the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And the only one we commented on this week was that Olave catch. So I'm going to go with that. For pure comedy, the
yes. fake, the fake spike.
It's fake spike for an interception.
It should be played with Benny Hill music.
Yeah.
Oh, it's appalling. But yeah, Chris Olave, you get sweetest player of the week. On that, should we leave it there?
Yeah.
It's been over an hour now.
We've done our bit of
bullshit. We'll leave it there, and hopefully, we'll see you next week with some more people.
Good night.
See you guys.